Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to Cornerstone Deliverance Church Monday night prayer under the leadership of Apostle Asia Roberts. Glory to God. I'm your host tonight, Prophetess Maggie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, we are getting ready to prepare to go before the Lord in our time of consecration that we have set for this week, leading up until the 30th of December. We are preparing, getting our hearts and our minds prepared to go forth into a new year that the Lord has set for us. And so we're coming on one accord tonight, lifting up the name of Jesus, exalting his name, giving him all the glory and all the praise that he just deserves tonight. At this time, are there any prayer requests or petitions or anything before we go before the Lord? Amen, amen. Glory to God. Well, if there are no prayer requests or petitions, we will go ahead into prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are coming tonight on one accord in agreement with the Holy Ghost, declaring the word of God from out of our mouths and asking that it will be planted in our hearts. Glory to God. That we will walk like him, talk like him, mirror him, glory to God, that we will look like our Father at all costs, hallelujah, that our focus will be on him like his word says. So tonight we're coming on one accord in agreement with the Holy Ghost tonight, and we're declaring the word of God. We're standing on the word tonight, hallelujah. We are believing and trusting that the power of his resurrection will fall afresh upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. And so as we go forth into this time of consecration, we are believing and we are trusting in this time of consecration before the new year, that as we take down and we are eating just one meal and we're consecrating ourselves in prayer, in the word of God, in prayer and in praise and worship before our Father, and we are finding ourselves, we are declaring daily affirmations each day as we go forth into this time of consecration. Amen. And so Apostle Asia has given us a guide for our daily affirmations, what we are asking the Lord to do new in our lives, that we will be aligned with Christ in the resurrection, in his resurrection and in the life. As we come to know the power of the message of the cross, glory to God, as we are having a new birth in the power of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ tonight. As we enter into the power of Christ's resurrection, the power to not answer sin calls or impulses and to only be alive unto Christ. Amen. Glory to God. We are coming into agreement with knowing the power of God's love through the gift of his Son, Christ Jesus, tonight. We are coming to knowing the power and the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and we are coming one with Christ in behavior and in mind as we go forth into this new year, glory to God, as we go forth into this place of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. So let us draw our hearts and minds in. Let us come on one accord with the word of God. Let us come in one accord with him tonight. Hallelujah. His word says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 20, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord, relying on his mighty strength. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the devil's strategies. For our struggle is not against human opponents, but against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers in the darkness and around us, and evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. For this reason, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand, to take a stand whenever evil comes. And when you have done everything you could, you will be able to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist,
and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and being firm-footed in the gospel of peace. In addition to having clothed yourself with these things, having taken up the shield of faith with which you will be able to put out all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Also take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times with every kind of prayer and request. Likewise, be alert with your most diligent efforts and pray for all saints. Pray for also me. Pray also for me that when I begin to speak, the right words will come to me. Then I will boldly make known the secret of the gospel, for whose sake I am an ambassador in chains, desiring to declare the gospel as boldly as I should. Glory to God. The word says that we are going to put on the helmet of salvation tonight, the helmet of deliverance tonight. Glory to God, that he will guard our thoughts, our minds, our heads will be stayed focused on him tonight, that we will not struggle in our minds. We are praying against any struggles, any lies, any deceptions, any demonic attacks, any demonic plans, strategies, tactics of the enemy. We are coming against it with the word of God tonight. We are asking the Lord to guard, to put our spiritual armor on tonight, and we will not take down this year with anything that the enemy is trying to put in our minds. Glory to God. We are standing on the word of God tonight, as it says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 20. We are going to pray in the Spirit. Glory to God. We're going to make all of our prayer requests in the Spirit. Amen. Like the word says. So let us go before the throne tonight. Oh, most heavenly, gracious Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God. We come lifting you up tonight, Lord God. We come exalting the name of Jesus. We come exalting the name that is the source of all of our victories and breakthrough. We come lifting up the name that has all power, the name that causes demons to flee. Glory to God. We come lifting up the name of Jesus that gave us salvation, deliverance, to be broken free from sin. We come lifting up the name of Jesus that is the source of our wisdom and direction and strategy tonight. We come lifting up the name of Jesus that is liberty and victory tonight. We come lifting up the name of Jesus. There's no other religion. There's no other way but through Jesus tonight. And we come lifting you up. We come lifting you up, giving you all the glory and the honor and the praise tonight, Lord God. Oh God, if we've done anything that was unpleasing to you tonight, we ask that you will forgive us. Anything that we may have known that we have done that was not right, anything that we knew that we didn't even know was not right, Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us tonight, Lord. Oh God, as we draw strength from you tonight, and we come, Lord God, asking that you will gird us up in our spiritual armor, Lord God, that you will guard our focus in this season, that we will not be distracted by the enemy, that we will not fall victim to his lies and deception or any of his attacks or his tactics this season. We come against everything that is not like you tonight, God. Oh, God, we are asking right now that you will give us the strength to keep our helmet of deliverance on, that you will keep our thoughts, our minds, and our focus on you tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will give us your mindset tonight, that our mind will be focused on you. We ask that we will think like you, Father, that we will look like you, Father, that we will mirror you tonight, Jesus. We won't look like ourselves, but we come seeking after you tonight, Lord God. We ask that you will draw us closer to you in this very hour. Oh, God, because your Spirit lives on the inside, we desire you this evening, God. Oh, God, teach us how not to allow our flesh to rise up and take control. God, we are asking for your focus tonight, God. Oh, God, anything that is not lined up with you tonight, God, we curse it at the root, God. We are covered and secure tonight. And, God, we're standing on your word tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we believing and trusting, and we thank you for giving us the victory tonight to not give in, to be defeated. conceded to sin. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we know that we were born again to win tonight, Lord God. Your word says in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 33, glory to God, your word says that but first be focused about God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for us as well. So tonight, God, we change our focus, Lord God. We focus ourselves, we focus all of our thoughts on you tonight, Lord God. We don't focus our thoughts on this world. We're asking that you would take our minds off of this world, the cares of this world. Lord God, allow our thoughts to be focused on you tonight, Lord God. Oh God, your word says those who are motivated and focused by the flesh only pursue what benefits them. But those who live by the impulses of the Holy Spirit are focused to pursue spiritual realities. So Lord God, we come seeking you tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, motivated to pursue you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we set our affections on the things above and not on the things of the earth. Yes, we feast on the treasures of the heavenly realm tonight, Lord God, and we fill our thoughts with the heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. So God, we're coming against, we ask that you give us the strength and the power to bind and rebuke every distraction, not being sidetracked this season, every obstacle, every interruption, every disturbance, any intrusions, mental, spiritual exhaustion. We come against it tonight. Any petty, unproductive thoughts, we come against it tonight, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Psalms 91 and 14 says, because he has focused his love on me, says the Lord, I will deliver him and I will protect him because he knows my name. So we're calling on the name that has power tonight, the name of Jesus, God. We have focused our love on you tonight, God. Our attention is on you tonight, God. And we know and we trust you tonight that you will deliver us and set us free and protect us in this very season. No sickness, harm, or danger can come against us because you are protecting us, and we're standing on your word tonight, Lord God. We bind up any type of infirmity, any type of illness, any type of sickness. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you will protect your people, God, as they call upon your name tonight, Lord. Oh, God, don't allow their focus to be shifted to focus on what's going on the news, God, but allow us to continue to be focused on you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're standing on your word tonight, God, that nothing will separate us from you, Lord God. Oh, God, we're standing on your word that nothing shall cause us to stumble in this season, Lord God. We're standing on your word that our focuses will be guarded by you and the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us in this season. We're standing on your word that every relationship, Lord God, that we will guard every relationship that you have put in our lives, Lord God. Oh, God, that we will pursue productive kingdom driven relationships, God. Oh, God, we will seek after relationships with kingdom-minded brothers and sisters. We will surround ourselves with kingdom-minded sisters and brothers in the gospel. Oh, God, that we know your word says iron sharpens iron as one person sharpens another. So we stand on your word tonight that we will be sharpened when we get dull, Lord God. Oh, God, that we will sharpen even our brothers and sisters that may be dull. Lord God, we are believing, we are standing on your word that we will be strengthened in our focus with the kingdom tonight, and with holy, our focus will be filled with the Holy Ghost strategies and tactics that we will not give in to the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, give us empower our mouths to speak the truth of the gospel tonight. Allow us to focus our energy and our time on seeking your truth tonight, God. Allow us to spend time in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against anything that will cause us not to get in our word and seek after the truth. Hallelujah. We come against anything that will cause us to fall asleep as we read our word. We come against it in the name of Jesus, God. God, plant your word in our bellies tonight, Lord God. Write it on our hearts that we will not separate from it, Lord God. Oh, God, we focus our time on calling on the name of Jesus and reading the word of God and building up our spiritual temple tonight, God. Oh, God, your word says that in Psalms 1 through 6, it says, What delight comes to one who follows God's way? He won't walk in the step with the wicked. God, we come against any relationships that are not kingdom tonight. We blood block it in the name of Jesus. God, anything that causes our focus to be shifted on anything that's not like God, separate us from it tonight, God. Oh, God, your word says, nor shares the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. His passion is to remain true to the word of I am. God, we come seeking to remain true to you tonight, God, true to your word tonight. We meditate on it day and night, on the true revelation of the light. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree, God. Plant us, Lord God, that we will stand firm in your word, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will be deeply rooted tonight in your word, God. Plant, write your word on our hearts, Lord God, that we won't leave from, that we won't drift from it in the name of Jesus, like your word says. Oh, God, we ask that you will increase our concentration. We bind up anything that causes any hindrance in our thought pattern, Lord God. We blood block anything that will cause us to be distracted and cause us not to be concentrated on the kingdom. We come against anything that will cause our stamina to be decreased. Lord God, increase our mental stamina tonight. Give us greater clarity tonight, God. Give us a boost of energy tonight for those that are weak, Lord God. Strengthen us tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer will we run on empty in the mighty name of Jesus, but we have been refreshed and refueled tonight, God. We're declaring it and decreeing it into the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying right now for every decision that we have to make, God. Let our decisions be led by you, God, that every decision-making process that you will take the wheel on tonight, God, leading, God, our direction tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we are praying right now that you reignite the fire of the Holy Ghost within us tonight, God. Oh, God, if it has blown out, God, reunite it tonight, Lord God. Make up that flame blow stronger, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so that we will be motivated to live kingdom to earth in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up anything that will cause us not to live kingdom to earth. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We blood block it tonight, God. Give us the determination and the energy to pursue the goals of the kingdom, the goals that you have set for our lives tonight, God. Oh, God, don't let us get off track in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the strength to carry our cross tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are made stronger tonight, God, because you love us, Lord God, and you are giving us strength to continue to pursue on in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for being able to prevail tonight, Lord God. We thank you no longer that we are empty, Lord God, but we thank you right now for touching us right now. Oh, God, and strengthening us wherever we may be weak. Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God. Oh God, for your power, Lord God, that you are filling us with tonight, God. Or as we call on the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your strength, Lord God, as we call on the name of Jesus, God. We thank you tonight for your resurrection power, Lord God. Tonight, we thank you right now for refreshing and renewing and rejuvenating us, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now that we have the power over death tonight, God, and we declare to speak life in this season. We declare to use our mouths to build up in this season. We declare to speak things that will cause things to flourish in this season in the name of Jesus, God. We come against anything that comes contrary to your word tonight. We come against it in the blood of Jesus tonight, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now that our minds are set on you, that our minds will not be shifted, our minds will not be moved, we will not be moved in this season. We are focused on our Father, and we are going to do your will that you have set out for us, God. We will do your word, that we will follow your word. We will be obedient sons and daughters in this season. We declare it and decree it in the atmosphere. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, as you prepare us, Lord God, as we're going down in this time of consecration, God. Continue to strengthen us, as even as our flesh may get weak, strengthen us to continue to pursue on in the name of Jesus, that we will be strengthened to continue to run this race, Lord God, to know that we are victorious to the end in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for this season that we are in, a season of breakthrough right now, God, that no distractions, no obstacles can hold us back from what you have set before us. No interruptions in this season, because we're coming against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that we have Holy Ghost power that can cause the enemy to flee, that we can step on the serpent's head and he can crack his neck. Hallelujah. We stand in our rightful place tonight. We stand in a position of power tonight to know that we are victorious in the name of Jesus, that nothing will cause us to be distracted in this season, that we will run with a mind that is focused. We will guard our focus in this season, and we tell you thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that our mind is focused on the kingdom and your righteousness tonight. Our minds are not focused on any type of COVID variant. We are not focused on that. We are focused on the healer, the one that has all healing in his hands, the one that has died and given us healing, the one that rose and gave us healing. We are focused on you tonight. Hallelujah. Our focus is on you. God, don't allow us to operate in any form of fear tonight. Glory to God. We come against of Jesus. Oh, God, we trust you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We know as when we travel and we go in and out of places, Lord God, that you have shielded and protected us. You have delivered us from sickness and infirmity and disease and illness. You have delivered us and you have put your protection around us because we call upon the name of Jesus, because our focus, we have focused on loving you tonight, God, and we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we're calling on the great I am tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We're calling on the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, God, we know that your name has all power, God, and we're telling you thank you right now for the power, Lord God. Oh, God, your word says that you are the resurrection and the life, and anyone who believes in you will live. Even after dying. So we die in our flesh, Lord God, but we live in eternity with you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for your strength tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your word says, and I will continually long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working inside of me. I will be one with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that our flesh will no longer get the victory tonight. We stand on your word tonight that our flesh is dying, hallelujah, and we are being risen up in your resurrection power tonight. And we know that we will stand strong tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are believing and we're trusting you tonight, Lord God. Your resurrection power, it causes us to be connected to you, and we tell you thank you for being connected to the power source tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now as we confirm that you are the word. You are the word, and so we will be faithful in reading you, Lord God. We will be faithful in declaring you in this season. We will be faithful when we have nothing else to say. We will read your word and declare it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we will not focus our time on things that are not productive to the kingdom. Oh, God, show us, give us wisdom on how to use social media, God. Give us wisdom on how to use our time on the telephone, God. Give us wisdom on how to use our personal time, our job time, what we do at work, God. Give us wisdom on how to do these things, God, that you will get the glory in everything that we do, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for we stand with you tonight, believing and trusting in your word tonight, God. Your word confirms and reaffirms who you are, God. And we believe and we trust you tonight. We know that you are powerful. We know that you are righteous. We know that you are a way maker. We know that you are our salvation, our deliverer, our redeemer. We stand tonight believing and trusting in it, in you tonight, Lord God. We don't let our focus be shifted no other way. Oh, God, we thank you right now for pouring into our hearts, causing us to believe and stand on your word tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are plugged into the power. power source tonight. We are plugged into you, Lord God. We thank you for disconnecting us from sin and plugging us back into you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that we are separated from sin. We are dead to sin. We declare it and decree it into the atmosphere. Oh, God, that we will not answer to any call of sin. We will not answer to any impulse of sin. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We stand believing in the word that we have died to sin, like your word says in Romans 6, the 6th chapter, verses 8 through 11. It says, now if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for being dead to sin tonight and alive to God tonight. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We do not give in to any impulse of sin. We blood block it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we declare and decree right now that we are victorious against sin. We speak it into the atmosphere because this is what your word says. We have been disconnected from sin. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are armored up and we know that the enemy cannot get into our minds because we have on our salvation of deliverance, our helmet of salvation tonight, which is our delivering, which is deliverance tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now. Oh, God, that we are able to carry our cross in this season, Lord God. Give us the strength to continue to carry it to the end, Lord God. Don't allow us to throw in the towel. Oh, God, give us the strength that we need, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the boost of energy tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now. The energy that causes us to pursue the goals that you have set for us, God. Oh, God, that causes us to continue to walk like you and talk like you and not give in to this world, Lord God, to not be drawn into the cares of this world, to not carry the weight in the problems the world may show us, God. We lay them at your feet tonight, God, no longer carrying any form of baggage, God. We tell you thank you right now that we walk away free tonight, God, that you have reignited your power inside of us tonight, God. And we tell you thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we stand tonight, God. Oh, God, we stand meditating on your word day and night. We know that you are the I am. Hallelujah, glory to God. We stand firm like a flourishing tree. We know that we no longer strive, but we flourish. We thrive tonight, God. We declare because your word says, your word didn't say strive, but it says flourish tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now. Oh, God, we give your name the honor and the glory and the praise, God. Oh, God, that we will not allow nothing to cause us to be separated from us. No thing shall cause us to be stumbled. We will know how to carry the truth tonight. We will know how to declare and decree the truth. We will know how to speak it. We will know how to stand on it. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we know that we win in the end, Lord God. And so we know that we can do all things through you, which strengthens us. And we thank you for strengthening us tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for being the voice of understanding, the voice of wisdom, the voice of direction tonight, God. Oh, God, and we focus our time to follow that voice, glory to God. Don't let us be led by anything else tonight, God. Oh, God, we are coming seeking to follow the voice of understanding, the voice of truth, the voice of salvation. We come seeking to follow the voice of Jesus tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now for your knowledge and your wisdom and your understanding. We tell you thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now that we are no longer struggling. We are no longer struggling, glory to God. We have all. We have power, and we can continue. We know that we were born again to win, glory to God. We thank you right now that we no longer giving in, glory to God. We thank you right now for your strength tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you for reshifting our focus, realigning us back with you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now, because if it had not been for you, glory to God, dying on the cross, we would not have the right to eternal life. And so we tell you thank you for dying on the cross and rising on the third day and being seated in the heavenlies tonight. Oh, glory to God. So God, we thank you right now for filling us with power and love and self-control tonight. We come against the spirit of fear tonight. We know that we are filled with your agape love and your Holy Ghost power tonight. And we have self-control, glory to God, not to give into the cares of this world, not to give into the enemy. We thank you right now, glory to God, that we have strength, glory to God. Your Holy Ghost power dwells on the inside. And so we tell you, thank you for your power that resides on the inside of us, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that we are connected to you tonight, God. Oh, God, no matter what the enemy may say, we don't listen because we are led and we are listening to the voice of the understanding, the voice of reason tonight, your voice, the voice of the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us. No other voice will lead and guide us any longer. So we tell you thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for training us up in your word tonight, God, raising us up, Lord God, giving us self-control, allowing us to walk upright in you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, to be women and men of integrity, to walk godly lives tonight, to live and exist in holiness, to be right in right standing with you tonight. We tell you thank you for doing it for us, God. Oh, God, we come against anything that will cause us not to walk in righteousness, to cause us not to walk upright, to cause us not to walk in holiness. We blood block it in the name of Jesus. We are declaring and decreeing that we will exist in holiness. We will not be moved by what we see or hear. We will not be moved. We will focus our time and our attention on you, Father. And we tell you thank you in advance right now. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are being watchful in this season, that we are being watchful and careful what we allow to enter into our eye gates, in our ear gates. We will not let anything that is not productive, kingdom productive, that is not based on the kingdom, that is not productive, enter in. We blood block it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we stand tonight and we believe your word tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we stand asking that you have placed our helmet of salvation on. And so we know our thoughts are being guarded tonight. Nothing that is not productive shall get in, and we won't allow it in. So we ask that you will give us wisdom, God, wisdom on our idle time, Lord God. Give us wisdom, God, on what we should be doing when we are just sitting being idle, Lord God. Give us wisdom tonight, God. Oh, God, just don't allow us to just focus and give our time over to the enemy. Give us, allow us to know that our time is important, so we give it over to you. We give our time to you tonight, oh, God. We don't allow you, we don't make time for you, but we know that you are all, that we give all of our time to you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We know that your word is a lamp to our feet and the light to our path. We are no longer walking in darkness, oh, God, because we will read your word and study your word, Lord God, and your word is inside of us, so we know that we are on a path of light tonight, Lord God, a path of righteousness tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're declaring and decreeing your word tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that our heart is united with you, Lord God. Our heart is connected to you, Lord God. Oh, God, our thoughts are connected to you tonight, Lord God. We tell you thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your wise counsel, Lord God. We thank you for your instruction and your teaching daily, Lord God, that teaches us how we should go. We tell you thank you tonight for it, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that our time will not be given, our instruction, we will not avoid following your instructions and obeying your voice. We will not avoid it tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your wisdom, Lord God, that you are placing inside of each and every one of us, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now that we won't continue to give in, God. We thank you for the strength and the power tonight, God, your holy resurrection power tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We know that we are covered and secure tonight. Oh, God, we confess it and declare it and decree it into the atmosphere over our homes, over our co-workers, our loved ones, our neighbors, God. We declare it and decree it into the atmosphere in our neighborhoods, God. We declare it and decree that we are covered and secured wherever we tread tonight, God. Wherever we go, whether it's work, wherever it's in the stores, we believe and we declare that we are covered and secured. We know that no sickness or no harm, hurt, or danger can come nigh us, and we stand on it tonight. Oh, God, we stand knowing that we have the victory, and we are not giving in. end, God. We know that we will run this race to the end. Oh, God, we tell you thank you for giving us the strength to run on to the end in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. Come on, let's exalt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he kept us this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he kept us yesterday. Hallelujah. To God, that he is continuously keeping us, glory to God. He's keeping our loved ones. He's keeping our children. He's keeping our family members, glory to God. He's securing and protecting them in the name of Jesus. They are covered and secured and protected tonight. Hallelujah. We stand on the word of God as Psalms 91 and 14 says. We stand because we have focused all of our attention and our love on him. Glory to God. And we don't turn from him, hallelujah, but we are focused on him, hallelujah. All of our attention is focused on him, glory to God, and we know that he is protecting and delivering us, shielding and covering us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we tell you thank you tonight, hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you tonight, glory to God. No longer will we give over to the impulses of sin, but we are motivated to pursue the kingdom. God, we tell you thank you tonight that we are motivated to pursue you, Lord God. We are motivated to chase after you tonight, Lord God. We are motivated, hallelujah, nothing to cause us to stumble. Your word says no thing shall cause us to stumble because we obey your word. God, we tell you thank you tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we are focused on you and the kingdom tonight and your righteousness. We are focused on you tonight, God. We thank you for shifting our focus. We thank you for realigning it in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that we are born again to win. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what you did on Calvary. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. That everything, every lie and every deception, every untruth has been pulled down tonight out of our minds tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you for separating us. Every unfruitful work tonight has been pulled down tonight. Everything that is not like you has been pulled down tonight. Glory to God. We come against every unhealthy learned pattern of behavior. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that you have pulled it down right now, God. Oh, God, every pattern of behavior that is not kingdom, pull it down tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, that our life is focused on you tonight, God. We tell you thank you right now. Oh, God, that our habits and our patterns reflect you tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now that our life, that our earthly life is kingdom-driven. God, we come against anything that's not like you tonight that will cause us to think any other way. Oh, God, we command every thought to come subject to the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that our every behavior will reflect the kingdom. Glory to God. Every reaction and action will reflect the kingdom tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we bind up monkey see and monkey do tonight. We come against it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that we will walk in forgiveness, that we will walk in love, we will walk in patience, we will walk in kindness. We thank you right now that we will walk in your Holy Ghost power. We thank you right now that we will walk and be led by the fruit of the Spirit, that it is on the inside of us, and we are walking and talking like it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that our life is dominated by you. Hallelujah, Sunday. God, we thank you that we are dominated by the Savior tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, for our thought life tonight, God. It is all about you. Glory to God. And we tell you thank you right now. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the strength, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that the enemy, we know that the enemy, we recognize and understand that the enemy is defeated tonight. We give him no more power. We know he's a defeated foe tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We tell you thank you right now how you have taken charge over our thoughts tonight, God. We tell you thank you right now, God. We cast down every thought that's not like God. We cast it down. It has no longer
longer, it has no longer any control over us tonight. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are focused on the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will thank you right now for surrounding us with kingdom-like-minded individuals in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are virtuous overcomers in the body of Christ tonight. We believe it and declare it and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you for preparing us and equipping us tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for your equipping power. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for your armor tonight. Hallelujah. That gives us the power to stand firm against the devil's strategies and tactics. Hallelujah. We know we're not wrestling and struggling against human opponents, but we know that the devil is defeated tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he is pulled down from out of our lives. Hallelujah. From all of our thought process. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we stand firm on the word of God. Hallelujah. God, we tell you thank you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we tell you thank you, Lord God. We tell you thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now, God. Oh, God, our focus, God, our condition, Lord God. No longer will it get the victory over us, God, because we are focused on you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we tell you thank you to.
Yes, Lord.
In the honor and the praise, Lord God. Oh, God, you are leading and directing our attention span, Lord God. We don't give our attention span over to the wicked one any longer. You are leading and guiding our attention. Hallelujah, Sunday. We come against spiritual ADHD. We come against spiritual ADD. We cancel it. Spiritual bipolarism. We cancel it. Spiritual any type of mental disorders. We come against it tonight in the name of Jesus. We blood block it. We declare and decree that we are being led and guided by the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the clear perception. We thank you for the clear understanding. We thank you for concentration tonight, Lord God. We thank you for clearing up our understanding tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that our mouths are empowered by the Holy Ghost tonight, that we will speak life. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give your name the glory and the honor. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the greater clarity. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, for giving us clear vision tonight, Lord God. We thank you for opening our hearing up tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are coherent. Hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you right now that we are precise with you, Lord God. Oh, God, that we are walking in precision with the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we tell you thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify the one that died on the cross and rose. Hallelujah, Jesus. We tell you thank you for being a good God tonight to ungrateful people. Hallelujah, for forgiving us. Hallelujah, giving us the chance at salvation to be delivered from sin. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that we no longer will faint, but we will run on. Hallelujah, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, that you drew our minds in attention with you tonight, God. No longer diverted in the name of Jesus, glory to God. No longer troubled, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, but we have great peace tonight, and we tell you thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. We tell you thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know what God has done for your mind. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know what place you've been in. Hallelujah, glory to God. I can't praise God for you. Hallelujah. I can only thank God for what he's done for Maggie. Hallelujah, glory to God. This thing is personal. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what state of mind you were once in. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know that you lack concentration. But God came to give you clarity tonight. Peace tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, to reshift your focus. So tell him thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah,
thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus,
glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God,
thank you, Jesus,
glory, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
We thank you for your peace tonight, glory to God. We thank you for your peace tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your peace. No longer at war with our mind. But it's peace in the mind tonight. God, I declare and thank you for your peace that you have given us all a portion tonight of. Hallelujah. You've made our minds well and whole in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We tell you thank you tonight. Hallelujah. No longer fighting and struggling and striving. But we are flourishing, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus, glory to God. We tell you, thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus, glory to God. We tell you thank you for your freedom tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you for your liberation tonight from sin. Hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you tonight, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand on it. We stand on your word tonight that we are victorious and we walk in freedom. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we tell you thank you and we give your name the honor and all the glory and all the praise. It is due to our Father tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is in Jesus' mighty name we seal this prayer tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, and amen. Hallelujah, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah,
thank
glory
you.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. The word freedom means the right to act or move freely. Glory to God. No longer bound. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hey,
are free from the control of the power of another one. We tell God, thank you for that freedom tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. No longer bound. Hallelujah, glory. No longer imprisoned. Glory to God. We tell God, thank you tonight. Glory to God. That we are free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That don't make you excited. I don't know what else can. Hallelujah. God, thank you for his freedom. Hallelujah. Being emancipated from sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Being set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Having the right to salvation and deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. We tell you, thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
God, I tell you, thank you for Maggie.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, freedom. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Hallelujah, as we do our declarations to set the tone, continue to setting the tone for our day. setting the tone of our atmosphere in our homes. Continue to setting the tone for our week as we go through this time of consecration. Glory to God. We thank God for this time of consecration, being able to just come before Him. Hallelujah. Being able to just spend time with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got my sister told me last night, hallelujah, glory to God, one of the ladies on the prayer call that used to get on with us at 5 o'clock, they found her dead, hallelujah, glory to God, from COVID-19, hallelujah, glory to God. And I've told my sister, I said, I have to thank God, hallelujah, of how He delivered me from being passed out in my yard, my son coming home, God sending him home in the nick of time, hallelujah, glory to God. How God has healed and set me on the line. Hallelujah. I thank God for even your deliverance and your healing. Hallelujah. From delivering and healing even our apostle. Hallelujah. From COVID-19. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, thank you. Hallelujah. For His deliverance and His healing power tonight. Glory to God. Because it could have been one of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God said not so. He blew His breath and woke us up. Hallelujah. God, I tell you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God.
Glory,
no asthma pump, hallelujah. No ventilator, hallelujah, glory. No respirator, but the breath of God.
Hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we will rise early tomorrow morning to give His name all the glory and honor. And corporately, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 There's nothing at this time. Agape, love, and kingdom blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.